This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 280 for Wednesday, February 22nd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were narrowly mixed at Wednesday's close, with a steady to softer tone in the most active months. The May contract down 20 cents at the final bell at $831.70. Supportive technical signals and speculative short covering had provided support for much of the day, with gains in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil also supportive. A general lack of significant selling pressure also weighed on values, but losses in Chicago soybeans were enough to pull the canola market down by the close. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower. Soybeans were thought to be due for a correction after yesterday's rally, the May contract down 9 cents at $15.34 per bushel. Increased farmer selling out of Brazil as the Carnival holiday comes to a close was thought to be pressuring values. Expectations for a large Brazilian crop were also bearish, but the persistent production concerns out of Argentina do remain a supportive influence. Malaysia will keep an 8% export tax on palm oil through March, and that was somewhat supportive. The USDA is holding its annual Agricultural Outlook Forum this week, and traders will be watching for the first thoughts from the agency on new crop acres. Corn, also thought to be due for a correction after yesterday's gains, the May contract, down 6 cents at $6.74 per bushel. Brazil's second corn crop is reportedly 40% planted. That's up from 24% a week ago, but still off the year-ago pace of 53% done, as excessive moisture causes delays. Wheat futures, they are lower across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat down 10 cents in the May contract at $9.08 per bushel. Kansas City 24 cents lower in the May contract at $8.69 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 12 cents in May at $7.50. Cheaper Russian wheat continues to undercut other countries in global tenders. However, the ongoing conflict in Ukraine does remain somewhat supportive, with traders uncertain over grain movement going forward. Forecasts calling for much-needed precipitation across parts of the dry eastern U.S. Corn Belt did pressure values as a winter storm moves across much of the country. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, February 22nd. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.